In this quick win, I want to show you six things you can do when your church stops growing. So where's the win? What's the win in this? Well, I think every church goes through seasons where there is no numerical growth, and that's what I'm talking about here. So it's important to understand what you can do in those seasons that can be quite disappointing for pastors and church leaders alike. First, let me say that churches are like t-shirts. We need all sizes. Don't wrap all your significance, value, and sense of importance as a church leader in the size of your church. Whether you're a small church, medium, or large, or mega church, you are valuable, you're significant, you're important. Now that I've got that out of the way, here's the six things. First one is pray. Seek the Lord. Continue your prayer life through seasons where your church is either not growing or even declining, seems to be going backwards. Continue to have an encounter with the Lord at a personal level where you're waiting on the Lord, you're seeking Him, you're calling out to Him. It'll sustain you through the season that you'd rather not be going through. We'd all rather be in seasons of growth, but when you're in a season of just plateau, of things just not going as you want, continue to seek the Lord. Second thing is enjoy the exploits of Christ. Look around and see what Jesus is doing in your own life and in the people around you. Learn to roll out that question, what has Jesus been doing in your life in recent times? And that can go back 6 months, 12 months. But explore with people when you have a chance, over coffee, after church, before church. Explore with them what Jesus is doing. When you go to visit a small group in your church, just go around the room and say, hey everyone, tell us something that the Lord is doing. It doesn't have to be big and kind of fireworks level. It can just be a small thing, an important thing, a significant thing, but maybe not a large thing. And I think feast on those exploits of what Jesus is doing in the heart of your church. Because trust me, Jesus is working in your church. Third one is refresh your visitor pathway. Have a look from the digital door of your website and your Facebook and Instagram accounts right through to the physical door, parking for visitors. Have a look inside the hub here of the visitor roadmap, the growing your church through visitors roadmap. Kind of do a refresher of the visitor's pathway and think through what's the situation and what's the vibe and the feeling like for a visitor. Because the truth is, without visitors, your church will not grow. Have a look at the information you gather from visitors, how you gather that information, what you do with it, how you process it, how you follow up visitors, how you connect with them, how many are coming back. Look at your data, get all over the visitor pathway and refresh it. It'll be good for you to look at that, because you may find that you're not doing enough with your visitors to actually get them back for the second and third visit. Fourthly, slay the comparison giant. I love the story in John 21 when the Lord is talking to Peter about how he's going to die, and Peter turns around to the beloved disciple and says, hey, what about him? The Lord says, if I want him to live forever, if I want him to live until the kingdom comes, what is that to you? In other words, Peter, if I bless the beloved disciple in different ways to how I bless you, what is that to you? When you compare yourself with other churches, you're going to find other churches doing worse and doing better than you. And so slay that giant by just saying, you know what? I'm going to focus on what the Lord is doing in my church, not in the church down the road. And maybe you got a church down the road that's booming, that's growing, and you think, well, I'm just not cutting it. I'm not the guy or the woman for this situation. You know what? Slay those sort of thoughts. Decide you're not going to do the comparison game. You're going to look at what Jesus is doing. You're going to focus on the Lord's exploits and how you're working and leading in your church in that manner. And I think that will help you. You know, the comparison giant is alive and well in all of our hearts and minds. It's in my heart and mind. And every now and again, you have to pull out the sword and run it through. Get rid of that beast. Fifth point, develop leaders. If your church is not growing, that's not an excuse to sit back and just bemoan it and hope things get better. Pour your attention into some of your established and emerging leaders. Meet with them. You can find various information. In fact, under the whole element of I want to develop leaders, you find that on the dashboard. I've got various things in there that will help you develop emerging and established leaders. Run a small group with emerging leaders, and you can have a look at the quick win on that or in the roadmap on that. You can find all sorts of information. But the basic thought is get people together, read or listen to something together or before you turn up, and then discuss it over food and coffee. Relate to people, connect with people, sow into people's lives, develop leaders. I know it's an up and down experience where some go on, some don't, but hey, over the years, it'll bear you great fruit. Never allow your discouragement to stop you from developing the leaders that God has put into your midst. Number six, take some small steps. What should you change today that you can have control over that will help your church get through this season? What can you fix today that's kind of not working that well? What is working well that you could throw some petrol onto that fire and make it burn brighter? What's the step you need to take today to get you through this season? Okay, that's been a real quick win, short and sweet, to the point of six things you can do when your church is not growing. Why don't you put something in the comments and tell me what you think you could also do on top of my comments. God bless you. Thanks for joining me.